I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The African Union has appealed for an international response to rising terrorism in the Sahel region. Today, cities across Mali are being strangled by a series of blockades led by an Al-Qaeda-linked group.
By imposing blockade, it's another way to put high pressure on the government, on the army or security forces.
That's Ilya Jari, the Africa analyst with Open Doors International. He says Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger are the only countries in the world where both an Al-Qaeda-linked group and an Islamic State-affiliated group are active.
That's why this region, Central Sahel, has become now the new epicenter of international jihad or international terrorism.
When insurgents gain control of the region, they tell Christians to either convert to Islam, flee, or face death. Pray for resilience for believers and for global support for Mali. And after striking the Philippines, Typhoon Kalmagi caused severe destruction in Vietnam. Pastor Locke Lam, A3's country director, says
there are many houses have been collapsed. Thousands of livestock are dead, and thousands of hectares of rice fields and crops have been affected, and a flooding happening in many places.
At least 5 people were killed and countless others displaced. The government has also issued alerts, provided assistance, and partnered with organizations in relief efforts. Amid the devastation, the church is responding with compassion.
This is the right time when love is expressed through actual actions.
Believers pray to meet people's needs, and their love opens doors for the gospel. Pray for Vietnam's families hardest hit by the storm as they recover. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.